This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours. My name is Michael Bolden, filling in for Robert today. And for those of you who aren't aware of me or my work, I've been a guest on Robert's show a number of times over the years. Or if you watch in YouTube at all, for those of you in YouTube land, every couple of days I pop in and say hello, watching while working. I absolutely love the YouTube live stream. But Robert and I met back in October of 2010 when he spoke in an event, a series of events that we were doing for the 10th Amendment Center, the organization that I founded. We were doing a series of events around the country to teach people, it was called Nullify Now, to teach people that they don't need to ask for permission to Washington, D.C. to exercise their rights. And the way Robert put it in one of our events, I think it was in Kansas City, he probably coined this phrase. He's much smarter than most of us. And even if he didn't, let's give him credit. He said, stop asking for permission where none is required. Because if you think about that, if the power to heal is yours, if you own it, if this is your birthright, if this is a gift from God or from your creator or from nature, if the power to heal is yours, and then you have to get permission from the FDA, which shouldn't exist in my opinion, if you have to get permission from the FDA to heal yourself, then it isn't yours. It is a privilege that could be given or taken away by politicians or bureaucrats. So today I want to talk about, in this hour of guest hosting, I want to talk about two items that are very closely related, obviously, that are very important to me personally, and then also in the work that we do at the 10th Amendment Center. That's industrial hemp and CBD. And you guys listen, you probably know more of the health benefits and uses of these products than I do. But for example, I think we all know that hemp is a wonderful food source. I use hemp oil all the time. I eat hemp seeds. I eat hemp granola and snack bars. My two little baby 2.5-year-old parrots, the little Conyers, you may have heard Robert mention them in the breaks on YouTube. These little baby birds, their best way for them to process omegas is through the oil. We give them hemp seed every single day. So this is a wonderful food product, thousands of them. And then also, as far as the CBD, I have a daily 10-milligram dose that's infused in my cold brew coffee that I get from down the street. It helps me with pain, anxiety, inflammation. I'm a runner, so I'm getting inflammation in my knees and my hips a little bit. Maybe I should talk to Robert about some other things that I can do for that, too. But as soon as I started using the CBD, it was like magic. I don't have to use ibuprofen or any of these like pharmaceutical type products anymore because the CBD is magic now that I do it on a daily maintenance basis. Now, I'm not a health expert in any way. So what I really want to talk about more than anything, and I've got a great friend and guest to join me here today, I want to get everyone up to speed on the legal status of hemp and CBD. There's a lot of confusion over what is real and what isn't. And I also want to get people up to speed on how people are taking action to move things forward to Robert's goal, which is the power to heal is yours. This is our natural right, and how people are moving at least more decentralized instead of waiting for Washington, D.C. to give them permission. They're just taking action without that permission. As again, Robert always says, stop asking for permission where none is required. And joining me to discuss this is my great friend and co-worker at the 10th Amendment Center. He's the National Communications Director at TAC, Mike Meharry. Mike, thanks for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be on the Robert Scott Bell Show, even if Robert Scott Bell's not here.
You've done this a few times too, right?
I have indeed. And that quote, the stop asking permission where none is required, is probably one of my all-time favorite quotes that anybody has ever said. I love that.
Yeah, we're giving RSB credit on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Mike, you are a kind of a new convert to using CBD as well, and you've kind of kept – you've done a lot of reporting on this for a number of websites on the law. But before we get into this, you're also a CBD, a daily user, right? A user. You're a daily healer.
I'm a user.
You're a daily healer, Mike.
I am indeed. So I'm 51 years old, and for –
Spring chicken.
But for whatever mental instability I might have, I'm still playing ice hockey, and was diagnosed not too long ago with very severe osteoarthritis in my hip, and it was causing significant problems, actually even down into my knees, and was pretty much on a daily regimen of naproxen, which I guess Aleve is the store brand of that. And somebody suggested that I try CBD and to help with the inflammation and pain, and I did. And it's been, you said miraculous. It really has been. I've been on it for, I guess, probably 2 months now, and have almost completely weaned myself off of the ibuprofen and the Aleve and the other over-the-counter pain-relieving drugs. And day-to-day, I'm perfectly fine. I feel great even after playing hockey. So I played for the first time last night. I played back-to-back games. I played on Tuesday night and Wednesday night, and feel pretty good this morning. And I credit a lot of that to the CBD, that along with some good physical therapy. So
I can attest,
I'm a believer.
As your friend, and for those of you listening, Mike and I have been friends for even longer than Robert. Or
about the same. Yeah,
around the same. I can assure you that a few years ago, when Mike was still in his 40s, he moved around like he was 70. So, I mean, I don't know how anybody let him play for a team. I love you, man.
I paid them to let me play.
But, this is from two people who really don't know a lot about the health properties, the healing. I mean, I think it's amazing. I think someone like you or I, or someone that lives down the street from me who just says, oh, yeah, that CBD stuff and that tea that I get at the local market, it works incredible. My backaches are gone. I just never thought that I'd be able to stop taking ibuprofen every single morning. That is the biggest selling point, I think, to people.
Yeah,
and for me,
absolutely.
It helps with anxiety, too. If I'm really stressed, I'm doing website coding and blogging and editing videos, and I find that, wow, my head is spinning or something like that, honestly, just a couple of drops of I use the yellow plus CBD oil. I'm not sure the difference. Maybe it's flavors on which ones, but I use the yellow one. Robert actually tells us that is his favorite brand. So I use that one if I'm not using my infused cold brew coffee one, and literally just in maybe 20 minutes, and I feel relaxed, relieved, and more focused to be able to do work again because it helps clear up my anxiety, and I've had issues with that for a long time. But, I mean, we can talk about this kind of stuff forever. We've got about 4 minutes before we have to head to the break. So, Mike, why don't you give us an overview of what's going on with industrial hemp, the legal basis that people get so confused under the 2014 Farm Bill that was signed by Barack Obama.
Yeah, so up until 2014, hemp was virtually prohibited almost completely. It wasn't technically illegal. You could grow hemp if you got a waiver from the DEA, but it was almost impossible to get one of those waivers. So in effect, up until 2014, the federal government maintained almost a complete prohibition on this plant, which, you know, when you really think about it, is completely absurd. And anybody who questions whether or not the federal government has the authority to prohibit a plant, you know, just ask yourself why the federal government had to get an amendment to the Constitution in order to prohibit alcohol. You know, there's no difference in those two prohibitions from a fundamental standpoint. So there's no question that this is unconstitutional and illegal, and yet they've done it anyway. So in 2014, there was an amendment attached to the Farm Bill that President Obama signed into law that opened the door at least a crack for legal hemp farming. And basically, in a nutshell, what it allowed, it allowed the cultivation of hemp for research purposes only under the guidance of a state or university research program. So if the state set up one of these programs, then the federal government would allow that type of farming to be done, again, for research purposes. Now, what's important to understand is, according to the law and the way the law has been interpreted since its implementation, the commercial cultivation of hemp is still illegal. It's not allowed to be marketed and sold in a commercial way. Now, the $64,000 question is, what's commercial mean? And nobody really knows. So it's created this kind of weird, nebulous world in which there's a lot of commercial, what we would consider commercial stuff going on, but the federal government still claims it's illegal technically. So it's kind of a gray area. The bottom line is, the federal government still insists, the DEA and the FDA have both said emphatically that the sale and marketing of CBD and the sale and marketing of hemp products that are edible, if it's grown in the United States, is still technically illegal.
I want to jump in there for just a moment. Now, mind you, we all know hemp is a large market. Do you know the numbers of how big it is? It's like $600 million per year, or is it up to $1 billion, or...
I have not seen the latest.
The numbers that I'm quoting are from a few years ago before these so-called research programs started coming up. Now, mind you, the United States, as a people, is the number one importer in the entire world of raw industrial hemp products. The two top exporters in the world are China and Canada. So while you can get hemp granola or my hemp oil, like, it comes from Manitoba or Shanghai, where you could have farmers all over the U.S. producing this. So for so many years, they basically said, and our good friend who did a great deal of work with us over the years, Amanda Bowers, she at one point called the regional DEA office in Washington State. I can't believe she did this. I never would have done it. But she called and said, hey, what's the deal with this? Is this illegal or not? And the DEA spokesperson at that office told her personally, it is totally not, it's totally legal. It's not illegal at all to do this. Well, what do you mean by that? And the explanation given was, as long as you have a DEA permit. Well, how many did you give out? Well, we've given out one since 1970. So the DEA takes a position that they totally control this. We're going to talk about this a little bit more when we come back, more about what's going on under the Farm Bill and where things are going in the states when we come back here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours. My name is Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. Guest hosting today, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm joined by my good friend and co-worker at the TAC, Mike Meharry. Mike, before we went to the break, we were talking about the legal status of industrial hemp and CBD as well on the federal level. And you were talking about the 2014 Farm Bill covering the fact that the feds only allow, even under this law that supposedly legalized hemp on the federal, the national level, it only allowed states to implement a research program, but no commercial activity. And we've cited in videos, and you've covered this in some articles, and I'm going to make sure that Super Don has links to these for the show notes. A quote from Rusty Payne, a DEA spokesperson, who went on TV in Indiana and said, quote, it's not legal, it's just not. Did that happen this year? I think that happened just in the last few months. Is that correct, Mike?
I think it was earlier this year.
Okay.
If I'm not.
So 2018, this is well after the 2014 Farm Bill went into effect, and the DEA is still saying it's illegal to have these products for commercial purposes. Now, earlier this year, you did a, well, I think it was over the summer, you did a column for FEE, Foundation for Economic Education, talking about the legal status of industrial hemp, right?
I did do that. Yes,
basically talking about how a number of states are legalizing, even though the feds say it's only for research purposes. Why don't you give us an overview of what's going on?
So we've had a number of states since the 2014 Farm Bill was passed that have taken steps to create these research programs, or these state structures that allow them to grow hemp. And it's interesting because the vast majority of them actually at least claim to be federally compliant. And some of them will actually have specific language in them that says it's federally compliant. But also within those same bills and within these same structures, it allows for commercial cultivation and commercial sales. So it's really not federally compliant. So a number of states like Colorado, California, I believe Nevada, they've actually set up programs that are with they don't have any regard to federal law at all. They've just basically said, we're going to do this. We're going to have commercial. We don't really care what the federal government says. They're not even making
Here's the list, if I can read through this. It's California, Colorado, Indiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Nevada, North Dakota, Oregon, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Vermont, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming all permit licensed growers to produce industrial hemp for commercial purposes. And I remember when the North Dakota bill went through, for example, they specifically said in the legislation that the federal status of hemp farming shall not be construed by the state of North Dakota to restrict the growth of hemp for commercial purposes in this state. And in Vermont, when they passed their law, the governor, or I think it was Pete Shumlin, this was before, this was back in 2013, he issued a signing statement when he signed the bill to legalize, and he said in the signing statement, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, well, this is still illegal under federal law, so people who decide to grow industrial hemp in the state of Vermont have to understand the risks. Well, a number of people understood the risks, and we see a thriving market that has gone from a 10-foot by 10-foot garden, 100-square-foot garden back in 2013 to now hundreds and hundreds of acres around the state for commercial purposes.
Yeah, I believe the last article that I read on the status in Vermont was that they were up over 2,000 acres of hemp growing in that state. And that's really actually quite low. When you get into Colorado, you get into the tens of thousands of acres. So the amount of hemp that's being grown, and it's growing very rapidly, pun intended, the market is – it's amazing when you look year to year how these programs are expanding exponentially. And I think it's important to emphasize that even the states that claim to be growing under the auspices of federal law, states like Kentucky, New York, they're not federally compliant either. I walked into a store here in Kentucky and I bought Kentucky hemp products. By any definition, that's commercial, right? So, even in states where they make the pretense of being federally compliant, they really aren't.
This is how you put it in that article. This was in June of this year. States that have ignored federal law have produced the most hemp. In 2017, states licensed more than 39,000 acres for hemp production. And of the top 10 hemp-producing states, 7 of them licensed commercial growers despite federal prohibition. We're going to cover this more when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. Thank you so much for listening to us here at the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
USA Radio News.
The FBI and local authorities are continuing to investigate at least 10 suspicious packages apparently containing explosives that were sent to high-level Democratic figures and CNN this week. FBI Assistant Director William Sweeney with an update.
The investigation is still in its early stages. I have said this each time that we have faced similar situations, but it bears repeating today. It is vitally important that we do not inadvertently disclose information that could adversely impact our investigation or a future prosecution.
Defense Secretary James Mattis is expected to sign an order sending up to 800 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Today, Vice President Mike Pence had a message for the migrant caravan.
Turn around. We are not going to allow you to enter our country illegally.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours, and we need to all stop asking for permission where none is required. My name is Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, joined by my good friend Mike Meharry. We are filling in for Robert Scott Bell this hour. Thank you so much for listening to us ramble. We're talking about hemp and CBD and the legal status on the federal level, which is it's illegal for commercial purposes, as it has been for a long time. But people are doing it anyways. Mike, you did this interesting report, and I know I'm kind of jumping around from where
where we were planning on talking, but you did this interesting report talking about how CBD has gone mainstream, even though people like Rusty Payne at the DEA, the spokesman in Indiana, say all these products for commercial purposes and in food products are illegal, totally illegal according to the DEA. But the DEA says that they just don't have the resources to do anything about it. But you did a report just recently for us here at TAC talking about how this is a mainstream phenomenon. They're covering it in the Washington Post. They're covering it in Consumer Reports. They're talking about thousands of products available. Go into a little bit more detail there.
Yeah, I don't really think you get a whole lot more mainstream than the Consumer Reports, right? You know, I became familiar with the Consumer Reports because that's something my grandfather read. So, you know, this is as mainstream mid-America as you can possibly get. And they dedicated a whole article in a recent issue on
like a buying guide, right?
Yeah, there was a buying guide. It talked about how to, you know, things you need to look for. It talked about you know, dosing and all that type of information. It was, you know, it was no different than if you were reading about a buying guide for toasters or you know, new cars. That's how mainstream that this CBD has become. It's interesting that the Washington Post called it the new it drug, and a CNN article called it the latest it ingredient to hit menus. So apparently it's an it kind of thing.
Well, I do want to point out that the Washington Post, the propaganda organ, I mean, I like that they're actually covering it in positive light, but they still have to add that spin and refer to it as a drug. I think that helps propagate the stigma that a low to no THC product is somehow a drug. Something from a plant is a drug, because people have like, oh, well, drug enforcement agency, this is bad. So it is very positive, but I think it still says so much, as you're getting into here. I know where you're going with this, that places like Waypo and CNN and Consumer Reports are all covering CBD, how to buy it, how to use it, where is it available. That says so much.
It does say so much, especially considering the fact that, again, according to the federal government, it's illegal. And when you think of something being illegal, you kind of feel like that, well, in order to get it, it must be that you have to go into some back alley somewhere, you know, and do some kind of secret transaction. No, I can walk into my local Kroger grocery store here in Lexington and pick up Kentucky-grown hemp chocolate. According to the DEA, according to the FDA, against federal law. And I think that's the significant thing about this, that despite what the federal government says, despite what the Rusty Paynes of the world tell you, they can claim it's illegal all they want to, but when in fact you can get it pretty much anywhere, anytime you want to, I'm not the least bit worried about the SWAT team busting down my door and confiscating my CBD oil or my topical CBD infused cream. I'm just not, because the federal government simply can't enforce this. It doesn't have the personnel or resources. So its law is a paper law. It's not in effect.
So there is a lot of confusion about this. A lot of people, we were talking about the 2014 Farm Bill. You know, working in this industry and being kind of associated with a lot of the legislation that happens on a state level, we hear a lot of the confusion that happens. But I also interact face-to-face with a lot of people in the business end of this, and they don't know what they're talking about most of the time either. We often hear, oh, well, the 2014 Farm Bill says it's illegal. Well, we've cleared that up. They only say, or they say it's legal. They only say it's legal for research purposes, not for commercial. The DEA and the FDA, they're very strong about this, very clear. You can't do this for commercial purposes, but it's happening anyway. So that's very positive. People are starting to make the decision that they can stop asking for permission, at least from Washington, D.C., where none is required, because there should be none required on this. But the other thing that has been very confusing for people is I'm starting to hear from, for example, I have a family member who is going into business in hemp processing in the near future. And he was telling me just recently, oh, well, I heard that they approved CBD now, was approved by the FDA, and that is an incorrect statement. because what the FDA approved back in June of this year was I think it's a synthetic. At least that's what I heard Robert talking about. Epidiolex is what it's called. A synthetic, a CBD-based drug is the only place where the FDA says it's approved. All other CBD use is still not approved by the FDA. And even here in California, the California Department of Food and Health, or whatever they call it, they recently said it's illegal in the state to have CBD in food products because the state law says the state health guidelines have to follow the FDA guidelines. So the state is taking the position, and yet I walk down the street to Bicycle Coffee Shop and I get CBD-infused cold brew refilled in my growler every single week. I walk down the street. I sent you a picture before we started recording here. There's a clothing store that's selling CBD tea out of a refrigerator section. They're in food shops. They're in grocery stores. It's all over the place because people and businesses are not asking for permission. They're even being told that they're not allowed to do it, and they're still doing it anyways. And I think this is a great example of how, whether your issue is health freedom or anything else, this is the example to me of how people can live more freely, even in the face of a government that doesn't want us to.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think the key here, we can talk about the laws and the things that the states have done that have opened the door to this, and that's certainly true. The fact that Colorado basically took the lead years ago and decided, you know what, we're gonna allow this crop to be grown in our state no matter what the federal government says. That's all very important. But the real driving force behind this it's people like me and you. It's people who have done some research and said, you know what, maybe this will be beneficial for me. And we've tried it, and sure enough, it has been beneficial. We've seen the health benefits. We've seen the healing power. And we have taken that initiative to take our own health and our own well-being into our own hands. That's what really drives this. It's the fact that there's a market for this. It's the fact that people are becoming aware that this plant has benefits for children with seizures, for people like you that are dealing with anxiety, for people like me who are dealing with inflammation and pain. Soldiers who are suffering from PTSD have found relief using these types of products. That's the driving force. It's the market. And when the government gets out of the way, the markets are able to grow and thrive. And I think that's where the beauty of this is. It's not so much what the state's doing. It's that the state's getting the heck out of the way and letting us take control of our own lives.
And then here in a place like California, the state isn't getting out of the way, but this just shows that there are more people. People are more powerful than governments that want to oppress them. It's just, we've often seen these memes where there's a bunch of people standing on a ledge, and they're holding up one politician at the end, and it says basically if the people just step off and stop holding them up, the guy's going to fall off a cliff. Well, people don't know their true power. When enough people decide they want to do something, even when governments at all levels tell them they're not allowed to, sooner or later it gets out of control. Can you imagine if the state of California started sending out armed thugs to shut down coffee shops all around the city of Los Angeles? This would be a PR nightmare. There's no way they're going to be able to pull this off because the market has grown, again, pun intended, has grown to a point where it's just common. And even for people who have done no research, especially here in my neighborhood, the amount of CBD products everywhere I go to a juice shop where I get cold-pressed juice. I just got a juicer, too, so I'm not going to the juice shops as much. And I'm juicy dandelion, all these awesome things. But I can go to get a cold-pressed organic greens drink, dandelion, kale, chard, etc., plus CBD. So, I mean, people are just getting it. Oh, I heard this CBD thing is healthy. I should start having it. And people who aren't even doing research are just getting it because it's so available. And when you get to that point, I think it's almost impossible for government to do anything about it. And I think, and we'll probably have to do a little bit more research. I remember seeing something from the DEA where they actually made a statement that says, look, we're not doing anything about this. We just want to remind people that it's illegal.
Actually, I've got that right here, and that actually came from spokesman Payne in that same interview, which incidentally was actually in December of last year, so right at the end of 2017. And they asked him, what would you do if you had a kid that was suffering from seizures? You know, would you be willing to get the CBD product? And he said, he would do the exact same thing, quote, without hesitation. And this was his quote. He said, "I cannot blame these people for what they're doing. They are not a priority for us. It would not be appropriate to use federal resources to go after a mother because her child has epileptic seizures and has found something that can help and has helped. Are they breaking the law? Yes, they are. Are we going to break their door down? Absolutely not. And I don't think she'll be charged by any U.S. attorney."
Now, back in 2004, they absolutely did take the position that they would break doors down. They did this to poor Angel Raich, who is a cancer patient here in Northern California who had a golf ball size tumor in her brain. Her doctor recommended that she treat it with cannabis. I think it was primarily for appetite and pain at the time, not even understanding how cannabis actually reacts to cancer cells. I've heard doctors say that it eats it. And she's alive still today, but they came in, the DEA and the local sheriff's office, they busted down the door and they stomped down six plants and destroy them. But I think so many more people are doing this now that it has created a climate where people, like even the DEA spokesman says, these people, I'm not going to do anything about it. We're not going to do it. It would be pointless for us to go after them. We're going to talk about this a little bit more, and I want to get into a few states where we've seen some action just this year. Illinois, Michigan, advancements in Colorado and Wisconsin. Just after the break here, Mike, maybe we can get a little bit more up to speed on some of the specific legislation that's been going forward here in 2018, where even Colorado, who has had a thriving market over the years, is even moving up to the next level. We see step by step by step that as the market grows, they keep going further. So thank you so much for listening to us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be back here right after the break.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours. My name is Michael Bolden of the 10th Amendment Center, guest hosting this hour with my good friend Mike Meharry, also of the TAC. Mike, as we went out from the last break, I mentioned that we should cover some of the laws that are moving forward on a state-by-state level. Your report for FEE.org, Foundation for Economic Education, over the summer pointed out that even though the feds say that commercial activity with industrial hemp is illegal, they can just research how it grows, they can see how to get new seeds and things like that, but they can't sell it on the open market for profit. I don't know how they're going to end up. These guys don't know their Austrian economics, because how can anyone keep doing this without, I guess, government grants? But that's probably another episode. There are a number of other states that are moving forward on this now. So some that have already passed things that have advanced. And then we can add a couple of new ones, potentially, at least Illinois and maybe Michigan. Get us up to speed of what's going on there.
Yeah, so in August, Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner signed a bill into law establishing a hemp licensing program in that state. It removed the plant from the state's list of controlled substances and set the framework up for a licensing program to grow industrial hemp. This is one of those, like I mentioned earlier, that claims to be federally compliant, or they act like they're going to try to make it federally compliant. But if you actually read the language in the bill, it mentions marketing, it mentions the sale of industrial hemp. So they've opened the door for commercial, and as we've seen in other states that are allegedly federally compliant, like Kentucky, New York, and others, it's almost certain that this will be a commercial aspect to this. So good news for folks in Illinois. The foundation is now laid to begin opening up the market in that state. And then we've got Michigan that is in the process of working some legislation through their state legislature, which happens to be year-round. They've actually
Gross, right?
Yeah, it's horrible. But they've actually got three bills that are moving that, in combination, would do basically the same thing that I was just talking about in Illinois. It would remove the – or actually, I'd take that back. It actually expands on some existing legislation that was passed previously and will open the door for licensing. And, again, there is the potential there for commercial. And, again, when you have these programs, you're going to have commercial. That's the whole point. I mean, people want to make money, right?
We know, and you've done some reporting on this. West Virginia, for example, started out with a research-only program, and they were very strict about it. People were only allowed – the state was very aggressively – making sure that it was only going to be research only. And what happened?
Yeah, they actually came in and reworked the law for specifically allowing commercial licenses.
Yeah,
and
because after a year they realized no one was growing the stuff. No one wanted to just grow it because there are thousands of years of research that show that hemp grows all over the place and that it's a really beneficial product. We don't need more research. We need the product so it doesn't have to be imported from China and Canada. The next time anyone says anything about a trade imbalance with China, just remind them that the U.S. is the number one importer of hemp from China, and a way to help balance that out would be to have our own local farmers growing it organically here at home.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, the absurdity of needing a research program for a crop that George Washington grew.
Yeah, there's been all kinds of research on that.
Yeah,
so,
for real.
They know that if they only do research, that it's just not going to go anywhere. So Michigan has these three bills that already passed the state house. They're moving to the Senate, and hopefully we'll see that signed into law this year. We will be supporting that effort. And now there are some other things. So in Colorado, we've been talking about using hemp and CBD. Hemp-derived CBD, it comes from the flower, in food products. And California follows the federal FDA saying that you can't put it in food products. But Colorado is actually jumping out ahead of that. We just got barely a minute. Give us an update there, Mike.
Yeah, so this bill in Colorado actually did two things. The first thing it did is it now classifies hemp as a commodity. So it's basically the same as hay or honey.
Tomatoes.
And will be regulated. Yeah. It'll be regulated in the same way as any other agricultural product. And then it will also treat hemp just like any other food ingredient. So as it stands, a food with hemp is adulterated, and that creates some potential for regulation. By removing that, by considering it any other food ingredient, it basically opens the door for hemp to be, or CBD and other hemp derivatives to be included in food without
any
additional
regulation. We're seeing all over the place. Now the FDA doesn't want us to do this. 18 states now, maybe more, will be violating federal law, nullified in practice. Thank you so much for listening to us, guest host here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're up against a break, and we'll be right back.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people. One by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset.
where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.